Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy... holy crap, it's Thursday, everybody! Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California. Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or at the coolest place on the block to hang out, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, etc., you receive us, we appreciate the heck out of it. Going to be here for the next couple of hours, skewering the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What up, America? I'm going to play Rob Ford to make sure our headphones are working.
The last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Just to remind people that other countries also have their fun batshit people who get to power. I mean, the mayor of fucking Toronto is a big deal. That's like the fourth biggest city on the continent, right? Something like that.
The late mayor. He's dead.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, yeah.
He succumbed to cancer within a year, right? But
why do you think he had to bring Olivia Gondek's good name into this? And I don't know. What's wrong with her
pussy?
Well,
because apparently someone said that he said he wanted to eat her pussy.
Do you think it would be better to say something like, you know, somebody said something in poor taste regarding Olivia Gondek? Rather than fucking repeat it, that's a Trump move, right?
Well, and poor Olivia Gondek, who, were I Olivia, I would really be changing that name. Because now she's forever, really, that's all she's known for. No offense. Maybe she should run for something higher. Try to shake off the P word comment.
In all seriousness, though, back when Rob Ford was in his prime and carousing about, I don't think anybody would want him eating anything of theirs because he's not going to stop until it's gone.
Yeah, sadly, recently, one of his tapes got released or something. I guess they have a Freedom of Information Act, equivalent, our friends to the north.
What a bunch of hippies.
And they, I guess they finally released one of the full, you know, we had seen grainy copies of some of these cell phone videos and shit allegedly showing Rob Ford smoking crack.
I remember that.
Or going crazy in like a Taco Bell or something like that.
Oh, he was ordering off the menu at Taco Bell and there was just, he was ranting
he was going to fucking kill somebody, wasn't it? Or something
like
that.
He was lacing profanity throughout the whole thing. He was a genius with it.
The man was hungry and late. And he was all cracked
up. Listen, when that motherfucker, when it's time for him to eat, you better order him a burrito grande. They got Taco Bell in Canada? I didn't know that. That's weird to me.
It might have been an equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
No Tim Hortons.
What is a Tim Horton? That's like a Denny's?
I don't know. Back in the day when I was financially solvent, I had stock in Tim Hortons. Because they used to be owned by Wendy's.
Yes.
Here's our financial moment.
Right.
Don't take any advice from me. But the Wendy's, I guess, owned Tim Hortons.
Right.
and then they didn't anymore. And there was a split off. So the stock that I had in Wendy's then became Tim Hortons stock. And that's how it I got on my radar. I guess they're all, I guess it's like a Starbucks maybe of Canada.
I have no fucking idea.
Like a cafe.
Right. Is it true Wendy's is so profitable because they make square burgers and no meat is wasted, as opposed to these circular bullshit patties at McDonald's and Burger King?
I don't know. I've been seeing disturbing things about Wendy's. And
what do you mean?
Well, just corporate fuckwattery, you know.
It's a fast food
restaurant. Not wanting
to pay
people. Man. Yeah. And just...
I mean, come on.
Toward things.
How much can a markup be on a baked potato? Isn't that thing at Wendy's?
Oh, yeah, man. That bar, that salad bar, before it was cool.
Oh, yes.
That was actually, I think, did well for them.
Oh, the salad bar. I don't think anybody uses the Wendy's salad bar these days.
Not now, because there's salad bars at 7-Eleven, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yes.
Now you go anywhere.
Right. I want chickpeas.
But, you know, I think when Wendy's in the 80s or whatever, right, whenever the fuck they came up with their salad bar thing was ahead of their time, everybody's like, "What's gonna...
Who wants a salad bar, man?
You're waddling into a Wendy's. What the fuck do you want a salad for?" But then it ended up working.
You're going to lose some fucking weight.
People ended up probably just slathering that shit on the top of their burgers.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. What about those delicious Frosty shakes? I love those.
Frosties, yeah.
God
really
damn
good.
It.
Culver's, though. I'm getting a shout out to some people I know from the Midwest that own a few Culver's, but... Culver's is fun. I don't know if you guys, I think it's a Midwest and slight other places.
Florida. There's a Culver's in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, there's tentacles.
Yes.
But I don't think it's nationwide, but it's really good. The butter burgers, they call them. They're not even trying. Butter burgers. And they also have great shakes and custard. They're frozen custard. They don't have ice cream.
What?
They have frozen custard. So it's like hamburger slash custard shop.
Good God.
Like a DQ, but leaning more towards the burger.
Where do I shit? That's all I need to know.
It's really good.
God.
There was one in the little town I lived in Wisconsin, and I'd finished tennis. I was coaching tennis. I'd finished tennis practice.
And I'd get a Butterburger?
A lot of times I would destroy all the exercise I had on the tennis court.
Rob Ford would have loved a Butterburger. He was one.
He would have. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Lots going on in the world, in the news, lots of orange shit being sprayed around as usual. Donald hates it.
Right.
If 2 hours of the news cycle aren't about him, although it ain't the right thing about him
now
anymore.
Well,
in the primaries, that had little hooded stiffies all over the place.
Ooh, yes.
Because that's who got him his whopping 30-some percent of the Republican vote, but was enough for a plurality.
I just popped the KKK rod.
Right.
Oh, jeez. It's got to be weird if you're...
Cut some holes in that bottom, too.
Well, that's like when you have sex when you're an acidic Jewish person, correct? Mm-hmm. You stick your dick through a sheet.
Apparently.
Is it fitted? How does it work?
I don't know. Maybe it's a target.
Can Trump sustain this?
Or different like faces or something on the sheet.
That's funny. Can Trump sustain this?
No.
This insanity?
You mean the plummet?
Yeah. That is, I just don't know. How long can this go on? This is insane.
We got 70-some days only of this. It's going to be a weird kind of withdrawal when this is all over.
I mean, at this rate, he's going to be running around.
It might be a literal withdrawal.
Oh, yes.
We might be...
Yes.
Taking up arms against Trumpalos, angry Trumpalos, the way a lot of these people are talking. We played that clip yesterday. Glenn Beck, which, amazingly enough, you talk about super duos.
Super.
We've had Pat Robertson.
Oh, my God.
Teaming up with some loonies.
We've double had teaming.
Alex Jones teaming up with loonies.
Yes. Alex Jones is the best. I mean, that guy, talk about somebody not low energy.
But this
that guy's the opposite of low energy.
This was a sanctimonious mutual suck fest between between Lawrence O'Donnell.
Welcome to the sanctimonious mutual suck fest 2016.
On the
It's bobblehead night
on Lawrence O'Donnell's show. Oh, and yes. The man he had on as a guest.
Right.
None other than this man.
That's media rape right there. Since Welcome. When does your no mean yes?
White Boy. People in droves?
Yes, to a box of dildo.
Oh, yes. I tell you, if anybody would excel at a suck fest.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, yes.
Started out, it was amazing. It was kind of a little disappointing, but amazing.
They were getting along or
well,
something?
Well, they agree. Yeah. I mean, yeah. No teeth. Just mutual 69.
Oh, really?
And
a mutual and rather than a force. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to force, I would think.
Lawrence started out, and Lawrence is going to lose.
Lawrence.
In a wit fest.
With Glenn Beck?
With Glenn Beck.
Why?
Lawrence isn't funny.
Well, he's smart.
Lawrence isn't funny.
But he's
he's not funny.
He's so superior.
But he's so not funny.
Yeah.
And I agree with him on his politics and on his journalism.
Serious? What's his problem?
No, I just think it's his.
He's not funny.
He's just a wonk. He's a nerd. I think he thinks he's funny sometimes, but
that's the worst.
You know, he's.
Dude.
Yeah. He's just not.
Somebody not funny that thinks they are? Oh.
But Glenn can be funny. Glenn, and intentionally so and non-intentionally so.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He plays in front of live audiences. And
he can work a crowd, man.
He was a zoo guy.
Yes. Lawrence O'Donnell sits there and reads a teleprompter. It's very calm and controlled, you know?
Right. Very sophisticated. Very.
I mean, Glenn Beck is the man of the theater. He acts. Remember that? He was in that movie.
Right. The Apocalypse.
Hey, everybody. It's Glenn Beck in the morning. Zoo 95.555555.
Welcome to the Mutual Suckfest.
So it opens up. It opened sad.
Ooh.
With Lawrence having. What was obvious, he had thought of this earlier.
Oh,
he had an opening salvo.
Damn it.
Against one of his, what apparently he perceived to be one of his great nemesis.
Yes.
Nemesis. And
he fucked it up.
Well, yeah. So Glenn has his new book out. Lawyers!
Nah, love it. So subtle, by the way.
And the subtitle is like How the Liberals. Have intercourse with your children. Wait a second.
Wait, how the liberals have sex with your kids? Jeez.
The subtitle is, where is Glenn Beck? I'll find it anyway. So he holds up the book Liars.
Yes.
Lawrence O'Donnell does. And apparently on the cover, Glenn Beck has put five. Like a somebody's holding a hand, poker hand, five cards, and it's like the POV. You're looking at a hand, looking at their cards.
Oh, I see.
And the five cards, liars, how progressives exploit our fears for power and control.
Oh, my fucking God.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, now going for $14.99.
Jesus Christ. I mean... That's a lot. But go buy it anyway.
Audible.
Oh, yeah.
Free. You can listen to Glenn Beck's audiobook, certainly read by him.
Oh, yes. I would hope so. Who's going to read that, Peter O'Toole?
Oh, it's actually, now I have a picture of the cover. It's actually Glenn Beck. You're holding your cards, right?
Right, right.
Now you've decided that you're going to hold your cards the same way that you're holding them to look at them.
Yes.
When you're playing, but spin them around.
Okay.
And it's not even like you're holding them to show people what your hand is. You're still holding them secretly, but they're spun around so you can still see what the faces are. And then put that over your face like a geisha girl.
That's what it is.
And just have your... right eye peering over.
Oh, my God.
That's Glenn Beck. That's the picture.
Is that a liberal? Is that a lying liberal?
Glenn Beck, liars, how progressives exploit our fears for power and control. Now, the faces on the cards, this is what Lawrence O'Donnell goes for at the beginning.
Right.
Faces on the cards are Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Franklin D. Dog Roosevelt.
Ooh, yes.
As his friends knew him.
Dog?
Yo, D. Dog.
D. Dog.
Yeah.
What up?
Scooting around.
Scooting.
Barack Hussein.
Oh, shit.
Obama. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Right.
And Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
Are the, these, I guess, what are progressives.
Donald Trump,
who
is
are exploiting
a
our peer, our
progressive
fears for, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't, he's anti-Trump, remember?
Oh yeah, but a progressive.
He went through in their lengthy at one moment when they were finished gargling.
Oh yes,
and decided to speak to each other.
Mm, yummy.
Before they ran for each other's nether regions again. The
mutual suck fest.
He talked about that in the, why he thinks right. Donald is a progressive, and he went list,
is he
through
the
list.
Is Beck one of these people that believes Bill Clinton talked Donald Trump into running for president in order for Hillary to get elected?
Does he believe I don't know. Bullshit? I don't know. That's in his wheelhouse, though. But
oh,
I don't.
Yeah,
but I don't
totally.
Know. So now Lawrence, who is just not good at it. Lawrence is like a 6 year old who thinks he's got a great trick, and he's got like this shit eating grin on his face.
Yes,
you know that stupid smile that Alex Jones had when he busted into the Young Turks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's kind of, you can see Lawrence was giddy with his with his slam that was about to come.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm going to knock him in the first round, and he'll be off kilter the rest.
Ah,
You'll
never guess.
But he said, so I'm looking at your book here, Glenn Beck Liars, How Progressives Exploit Our Fears for Power and Control. And Glenn's like, yes, gosh. You know, he's being self-effacing. He knows right. He's in liberal land.
Right.
And he's not there, by the way. He's sitting.
Satellite or something?
But he wasn't. I don't think he was in the Oval Office.
Oh, he was doing
that
this from the
place. That
would
have been ridiculous.
That would have been great.
He was somewhere else.
See,
but there was a backdrop. It was not him sitting with his feet up on the fake president's desk in the fake Oval Office.
He knows that's for his idiot audience. You know what I mean? Those are his fans.
Well, and Lawrence would be like, Glenn, where are you?
Why are you in the Oval Office?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Where's Charlie Sheen?
So,
Martin Sheen, yeah. Whatever.
Pick one. So... Lawrence holds up the book and he says, so glad I'm holding your book here.
Yes.
And I see these five cards here.
Ooh.
And then Lawrence reads the names like
okay.
I just did of the people.
Lovely.
And he says, now I'm just wondering how much farther down the deck in the 52 would my card be? And Glenn Beck was like, for a moment, he was like, what? What? Oh, yes. Ha ha. Don. Oh, yes. Hi. Well, you're in there. You're in there, Larry. Ha ha ha. But from then on in, it was arms around each other
with
drinks in their hands.
Sure.
Cigarette holders. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Donald Trump.
Both,
oh, yes. We hate Donald Trump, too.
They're both wealthy white dudes.
Yeah.
That's who the fuck they are. They get along swimmingly.
And it just, yeah, it just went on from there. Glenn strayed, you know, O'Donnell. I don't think O'Donnell is a big interrupter. He's not Matthews.
Right.
so Glenn got to pontificate quite a bit.
What did he wear? What did Glenn Beck wear on there? What was it?
I don't know. I'll find it.
It's okay.
But I'm feeling more casual than anything, though.
Well, I mean, he's just doing it via satellite.
And to liberals, who the fuck cares?
Well, I mean, I think to liberals, he would want to make an example. To show him how a true conservative,
full
a true
dandy,
fucking American dresses. Oh, yes,
total
a dandy.
Pimp out.
All right, I've got my corduroy jacket on with my patches on my elbows, my professorial glasses, my ascot, butt plug and strap on, assless chaps. Bam. Welcome to the Oval Office.
He did talk about the dog whistle
that
Trump has, and he says that it's blatant racism. He goes, "There's no."
Oh yeah, yeah.
He did take a swipe at it. He goes, "No, I have disagreed." And vehemently opposed the way you guys, MSNBC, in the past have said that things are dog whistles to the Tea Party. They're not. He's still defending this Tea Party,
oh my
by the
God.
Way.
He's not Jesus-y enough for the fucking Tea Party, is he?
But this time, with Donald Trump,
yes.
These are absolutely This is absolutely a dog whistle of race and of white supremacy and white nationalism. Trump, I mean, Glenn is very afraid. It essentially became like on Game of Thrones, right? Or like on Vikings, when two of the kings who hate each other,
right,
and have been launching spears and arrows at each other for decades,
ouch,
decide that they hate somebody else more.
Oh, yes.
And they have to do the kumbaya thing for 10 minutes to get rid of this bigger threat.
Absolutely. Sure.
And that's what was going on. It was Glenn saying, we're reaching out. You think all the conservatives are... We want everyone to know, Glenn Beck said, that when you look at the Trump fans, we are not all like that.
No, but a lot of you are. But a lot of you are. And you know what, Glenn? A lot of the people that listen to your fucking show and watch it are. A lot of those guys are Trumpalo-esque, don't you think?
Oh, sure. Sure.
You're a fucking morning zoo guy that built an Oval Office studio in your goddamn at the Blaze. That's nuts.
Glenn's wearing an Oxford shirt, but it's a tight checked pattern, blue.
Oh, that might be houndstooth.
And he does have a tie on.
Oh, okay. Does he have pants?
But it's not pushed all the way up. You can see it's a little loosened
a little
bit. What
the fuck is he doing?
Maybe he's wearing an 18 when he should have an 18 and a half.
Oh, tie size.
Neck.
Oh, yes.
A on neck. His shirt. here's a little...
He doesn't have a fucking neck.
This is random. All I have is the whole friggin' interview, but it's like 12 minutes long.
Good Lord.
But here's just a...
Lawrence.
A random moment.
Oh, yes.
4 minutes in.
I don't think he's, he's definitely not a conservative. I don't even like calling myself a conservative anymore because I don't even know what it means. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the adherence to the Constitution. I don't think Donald Trump has even read the Constitution, knows what's in the Constitution.
He just scratched his head, sleeves rolled up.
Oh, shit.
He's ready to do battle.
Oh, he thought he'd be sparring with Lawrence.
And now that I'm seeing it, he's in a den of some sort or a library at the Blaze.
Look at all the books
There's bookshelves, and even right behind him is one of those ladders that goes up. The bookshelves rise so high to the rafters of the Blaze.
You know, Glenn...
That I have to climb with an oxygen mask. For my daily reading.
You know, if you wanted to free up some space at your fucking studio, get a fucking iPad or a Kindle.
Those Sherpas.
Put all those books on a Kindle. You don't need them there anymore. You don't need a ladder to go get them. I hate to be a dick, honestly.
I like the way libraries look, though, but...
Paint.
Make them decorative.
Just paint it. You know what I mean?
Make them so you don't have to move every book to dust. Just lift up the whole fake book
The
thing.
Books on the fucking wall.
Right?
It's fine.
And then it looks like there's a...
I think you should have done this from the Oval Office. This is a fail.
Did you ever see those new things that you hook up to the internet and they're the fake fuck machines that you hook up onto your Schwanzen doodle?
Your Schwanzenheim.
Oddly in the background, there's something.
Right.
There's something behind the ladder.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but it looks like it's got hoses. It looks like it's attached to something at the wall, but it almost looks like...
How do you start up that motherfucker? Like
going on at the Blaze.
Push lawnmower?
Somebody might not have been art directing the shot at the Blaze.
The fuck machine. It's like an old-timey plane. Contact!
Seriously, what does this look like to you? Ryan's getting up and looking. It's a very strange thing.
I know that.
Oh, Ryan knows what it is. A juicer?
No, that's got to be a water purification thing, you know? It's either that or supplies for Glenn to make his own beer. See. A fuck machine.
Who knows what he's
Good
doing
heavens.
There?
I don't know how that machine works.
We did a story on that thing. It's like it's like a big...
you have a remote for that, or how
like
does that
in
work?
It's like in a suitcase or something, and you plug one end in the suitcase, you plug the other end into your computer, and...
Let me tell you something.
One end onto your John Thomas.
You better plug that motherfucker into a surge protector.
And then
protector.
You put a VR thing on your head. You fuck whoever you want, wherever you
want. Put a surge protector on that. What if there's a lightning storm? You kill your fuckbot.
So, yeah, I'm going to skip ahead just a few more seconds just for laughs.
People are hearing him say things, and each of them different. He is in massive, massive trouble. And more importantly, we are if he is elected.
I think that's right. pretty straightforward there.
I mean, what does he think about Hillary Clinton? Does he hate her? I can't believe it's odd to me. That to me tells me that a lot of these right wing nut jobs don't really believe in this, aren't really that racist. I don't know. There's something not real about their conservatism, right? Because like, why wouldn't they want Donald Trump to be president? He believes.
Him?
Trump believes in so many things that they believe in.
But I think he's been spewing his unique frosty of bullshit
goo
out of his odd machine that's underneath the ladder in the Blaze library.
I call it my confetti cannon.
That I think his brand is just so anti-Trump that he thinks he'll alienate. I think he's right. I think the fact that Trump is now peaked and is plummeting, basically, might float up again with some dummies. I think he's right. I think there that some of the people who took the high road, let's say, might
it's
not
all,
have been
it's
so
relative.
Dumb.
It's
might
all
not
relative.
Have been so dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might I not mean, have been the wrong gamble. Or you could be like Paul Ryan and just tap dance.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
But are you telling me that Hillary Clinton lines up closer politically to Glenn Beck?
No.
Than Donald Trump?
She's a heinous socialist. Which,
they're
by the way,
they're just scared of this guy, right? Because he's reckless. Is that the thing?
Yeah. And
incompetent.
Well, and against a lot of the things that they're for.
Right.
Here's
like all the Wall Street shit and the trade shit.
Here's the closing, which is funny.
Good heavens.
Listen to this.
To go to YouTube, look for Alexander Dugin. He's one of the guys over.
This must be his conspiracy theory of the moment. By the way, during his litany, he also basically said, I was right back when I was at Fox writing on the chalkboard about the coming wave, but everyone was wrong about me. They thought I was saying it was going to be the socialists who were going to take over, but I was also warning that it might be this.
Oh my God.
You dummies, basically, is what he was saying.
Was Glenn Beck ever sexually harassed at Fox? Has he come
That's
forward
why he's
with,
mad,
any,
yeah.
with any stories? Nobody wanted him. Oh,
nobody
sad.
Wanted to fuck me, goddammit, so I started the Blaze.
I wore the tightest sweaters and no one cared.
In Moscow, that is a big supporter.
So anyway, this new theory of his, or whoever this guy is talking about, is some poobah from Moscow who's tied to this Bannon dude, who he also, Lawrence specifically gave him a segment to shit on this new Bannon guy, this Bannon CEO of Trump's campaign. Glenn thinks he's Satan incarnate, basically.
Jeez.
Glenn ties this Russian dude, I think, to Bannon. So he really thinks it's just going to be Donald and Vladimir hanging out in the hot tub with Melania and whoever the latest. Ivanka's girlfriend.
Right.
Bouncing around.
From Latvia.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck. Man.
After the election.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the ending, anyway. Listen to Lawrence's.
About Alexander Dugin in Russia. Dugin is supporting people like this and actually helping fund people like this. And Larry, I encourage you and your listeners to go to YouTube.
No.
Look for Alexander Dugin. He's one of the guys over in Moscow that is a big supporter of Putin. He's wildly influential. He's crazier than Hitler. Fact says Hitler didn't go far enough.
Wow.
He did a YouTube on the Super Tuesday where he said Donald Trump is our guy.
Yeah. You know, this keeps happening. I mean, there was another thing that, what's his face? David Duke.
Right.
Was on another interview, and he's like, well, you know, yeah, Donald's our guy. He's everything that we say. We like everything Donald says.
God, if you're an anti-Semitic person and you don't think Hitler did enough to further your cause, right, you aren't satisfied with that.
Yeah, how does that work?
Jesus Christ, dude. Good guy.
Trump is frightening, and we better stick together.
Quickly, before you go, Glenn, I wanted to ask you about Steve Bannon, who you know more about than I do. I didn't know he existed until last week when he emerged for the Trump campaign. Can you just stay for a break?
There's another segment. Oh, so, yeah, so this segment's 12 minutes long. Apparently, there's another segment.
God, you're telling me Glenn Beck doesn't like Breitbart? I would think Glenn Beck digs
but
Breitbart.
But they're all, you know, they're all, it's a big little sausage fest.
Oh, yes.
Battling. That
it's
they,
a cock for, off.
There's only so many nut jobs out right. there to woo.
Right.
Alex Jones.
Yes.
Hates Glenn Beck, right? They hate each other.
I mean,
none of them make nice with Rush, right? Or with Hannity. Aren't all these guys kind of...
Who do you think the biggest douchebag is? Who would you want to hang out with the least?
Oh, Hannity or Rush?
Hannity, easy.
Maybe Hannity. If you get Rush talking about booze or
get
cigars
him high.
Or something.
Get Rush high. Steal some of his drugs. You can have an oxy.
At least you can give get a fuck. Some pharmaceuticals.
I'm high as fuck, Rush. Tell me your story again about blue.
I got to hang out with you, Rush. At least you could provide a couple of tabs.
Bill O'Reilly. Horrible. No. Oh, what a douche.
That's the winner. I don't think I could stomach. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Jon Stewart did it, but he was brilliant when he would either have that asshole on his show or even when he was on Bravely on Bill O'Reilly's show. He just shredded him. Of course, O'Reilly struts around like that pigeon playing chess. I won.
It's unfair.
It really was.
It's an unfair battle because Jon Stewart happens to know a shit ton about politics. I mean, he does that show,
and
right?
And is an intellectual, yeah.
And he's a comic.
And has empathy.
Yeah. He's used to, like, I don't know, making jokes at people's expense.
So, man, we were scaling around here a lot. That was Lawrence O'Donnell having verbal intercourse with Glenn Beck.
Color me there.
Of the Blaze. We can see what's going on in the actual headlines. We'll be fair and balanced.
Fuck that.
Mainstream media characters to get all
wee-weed
up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Studio. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, August 25th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These be your headlines.
Perfect.
Over... at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Eat my dick, you feet.
Dick. I fucked it up. Fuck that line up.
God damn it!
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
I couldn't.
Shut up, Ted. You do whatever you want to with a goat.
We
have love it.
Hasn't the world been nice without having to hear anything or about Ted fucking Cruz for
horrendous.
About a month or so.
Donald Trump is a piece of shit, but he is an entertaining piece of shit.
Yeah. The headline, there's a photograph of Madam Secretary. Oh, boy, she's stealing Trump's M.O. She's got a couple of flags behind her.
Oh, really? Is she more American-y than Trump today, or what? What's the flag score?
Well, this is good. The headline says, Hillary torches Trump.
Oh, shit. Figuratively, right?
She was speaking at a rally in Reno.
Oh, shit. Alliteration.
Sounds like a song.
By Johnny Cash.
And she focused on Trump's divisive racist comments. This is not that long ago.
You have so much to choose from that's heinous about this guy.
I think a lot of it was about this alt-right, you know, and that now is in the news, the alt-right, which is the Breitbartian, what they kind of call themselves, the alt-right.
They're more conservative? Is that true?
Well, they're brotastic.
Ugh, God.
White nationalist.
Jesus.
But
lovely.
Some things I think they're okay with the gay.
Okay.
Maybe.
But they're Nazis?
Because that Milo Yiannopoulos, he's the guy that was one of the more heinous people in that Gamergate thing when they were shaming women gamers and women gamer writers, feminists type. They hate feminists. Hate feminists.
Right.
They probably use the word cuck a lot these days.
Yes.
That kind of.
What a bunch of pervs.
Alt-right. That's what the alt-right is.
Yeah.
And Bannon is like their king.
Jeez.
So.
He's so gross looking.
And that Yiannopoulos just got kicked off of Twitter because he spearheaded an online harassment of the black woman that was in Ghostbusters.
Oh,
his name?
Leslie Nielsen was the lead in All the Naked Guns. He's dead. I don't know her name. Leslie something or other.
Leslie Jones.
Yes.
So she's got other shit going on right now too.
But aren't people like stalking her on Facebook and all kinds of shit?
They hacked
things.
Into her phone and downloaded sexy time pictures she had taken and they put them all over the internet.
Why do people hate her? Cause she was in Ghostbusters. That's it.
And she's black.
What the fuck? Is it 1920?
Well, that's what they went after her for. She quit Twitter for a while because she just received a hellstorm. She's like, you know, you could say one thing. Say I'm shitty in the movie. Say I'm a shitty actor. Say I'm not funny.
Right.
But they're like, you know, you need to be swinging from a tree, N-word. Or they kept sending pictures of Harambe, the dead gorilla.
Is this because,
and things like that.
Is this because it was an iconic movie starring three white guys.
She said something anti-rape maybe or anti that might have set him off anti-gun maybe. You know how they are.
Yeah they're nuts.
But they set him off, this Milo Yiannopoulos coward, this online hero,
right?
Brotastic dick fuck
you.
Literally, he's gay. That's why it's so strange, is he's like a wildly proudly out white supremacist gay guy.
God, that's
figure
insane.
That out. Yeah.
It's so nuts.
But he let his vile hordes sick them at her. She got death threats, racist threats, pictures of her with a noose, you know, everything you can imagine, to the point where she was like, I'm out of here. I'm out of Twitter. And Twitter even was like, oh, yeah, you're gone, Milo. And all the babies cried. Oh, First Amendment. Hashtag free Milo.
But Twitter's private, right?
Right. That's why Twitter was like,
say whatever
the fuck you want.
I mean,
he incited harassment, and they have the proof.
Yeah.
So it was like, bye-bye. Bye, Felicia.
Fuck you.
So where the fuck did, how did we,
no, we were
up?
Talking about, shit.
Over at the Ghostbusters. And
how did we get to Ghostbusters?
All right.
I don't remember.
From the alt-right.
Oh, yeah.
And Milo, and he sicked them on Leslie.
We were discussing cocks. Cox.
And apparently the Madam Secretary's speech today, we have a little bit of it.
Okay, awesome.
And don't be distracted by his latest efforts to muddy the waters. He may have some new people putting new words in his mouth, but we know where he stands. He would form a deportation force to round up millions of immigrants and kick them out of the country. It's like nothing.
This is a compilation over at the HuffPo.
We've heard before from a nominee for president of the United States from one of our two major parties. From the start, Donald Trump.
I mean, listen to how different this is.
Yeah.
And he's over there going, she's a bigot. Hillary Clinton is a bigot.
I bet if you went back in history sometime in the 1800s, I bet there's some wacko that ran for something that sounded loonier than Trump. But you'd have to go back that far, right? I mean, maybe.
No. Let me play Madam President.
Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia. He is taking hate groups mainstream and helping a radical fringe take over the Republican Party.
From 1968.
Okay. This is Johnson. Who is this?
Here's 72.
Okay.
This is one Florida. Palm trees and luxury yachts. An expensive winter playground for the retired and the rich. But behind this facade, there's another, poorer and more populous Florida. A rural Florida that's still very much a part of the old Deep South. This other Florida, like the rest of the Deep South, is largely enthusiastic Wallace country.
Yeah. Christ!
So, in a crowded race, their candidate, 52-year-old George Wallace, is expected to run an easy first in the Democratic primary election, well ahead of national frontrunners like Senators Ed Muskie and Hubert Humphrey, and New York's Mayor John Lindsay. Wallace's big issue this year is his opposition to school busing to achieve racial integration.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this reporter?
I don't know.
Is he American?
It says the Associated Press. No, he's British.
I mean, but like, why don't they have an American guy?
This is from 72.
It's funny.
Because they sent him to Florida, so it's probably one of the Attenboroughs. Like, they usually send him to the middle of the Serengeti.
I see what you're saying.
Among dangerous lions. Now they're among dangerous, angry white people.
You might not make it back.
In his speeches, he's still the same old right-wing demagogue who won 10 million votes in the presidential election of 1968, still making the same attacks on what he calls his opponent's liberalism.
What did this liberalism do? It brought us dope addiction in the street, the breakdown of law and order. And when you pick up a paper on a college campus, they use four-letter words. And they say you can march in the streets and call for the communists, what? To defeat our own servicemen. And what do they call that? You know, these intellectual boneheads, they call it academic freedom. But the average man calls it treason when people make speeches in the country calling for victory of the communists or the American servicemen.
Good God,
how different
man.
Does that sound?
Not different at all.
Not a whole hell of a
very
lot different,
similar, man.
George Wallace from 1972.
God,
and that might have been toned down. 68 was the big year for him, I think. Because he,
This is one.
No, this is one. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't.
Why doesn't Trump play Dixie? I mean, why not? Who gives a shit?
I mean,
what does he have to lose?
He probably would. Maybe.
Right. Do you think he's racist? Or do you think that's he's putting on a little play for these lunatics? Is he really racist?
Somebody was on last night, and I don't know who it was. But they said he may or may not be racist, but he definitely is a manipulator, which is scarier because he knows that how to manipulate the racists.
Right. It's worse.
Right.
He's evil. But is he that cunning, though? He makes all these fuck-ups all the time.
I don't know.
And all these gaffes.
I think he's stumbling into the hood.
Yeah.
And
I mean
the white hood.
He doesn't mean
not the
to.
Hat, not the apostrophe hood.
He doesn't mean to be
I think he thinks he's not racist. I really do. I think he's one of those people who his dad was probably racist as fuck. He's probably kind of racist, but he thinks black people are inferior. But there are some he likes, like Ben Carson. He'll hang around Ben. Do you know what I mean? I mean, but so
is
he
true?
Says,
Do they
he
hang
says,
out
look,
together?
I'm not racist. Here's my sleepy little black friend.
Oh, yes.
And so they've convinced themselves they're not racist.
Right.
But they'll see a black man on the street and they think, he's got 73 bastard children.
Oh, absolutely.
He's been in and out of jail, and I'll bet I could buy some crack from him.
Oh, he's got 17 balloonies of heroin in his asshole.
And you know, I don't want
balloonies.
I don't want him living in my building.
Oh fuck no!
But I'm not racist.
No, I have a couple of black friends. I have a whole binder full.
I really think he thinks he's not racist. Unlike a David Duke, who knows very full fucking well what he is.
Yeah, that's part of his
thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
he knows.
So I think Trump is just a boob who's a racist that won't admit it or doesn't realize it, but he's stumbling into he found the greasier hole.
Oh, yeah.
And it just ended deep and dark and really white.
He took the road more lubed upon.
Yes. Because where else is he going to go? This is a greatest hits.
They've never paid
George Wallace
to anything that the people of your state, my state, did or said in the past. They've called us rednecks. There's sure a lot of rednecks in this country.
Oh my God.
I spoke to high white the law colleges at Harvard and at Dartmouth and at Bryant. I remember speaking at Harvard. I made them the best speech they ever heard. There are millions like you and I throughout this country. There are more today of us than there are of them. The others are more vociferous, and they're loud, and they make more noise. But there are more good people than there are these little pinkos that run around that don't do a thing in the world.
See, this is what Trump is saying. There's
absolutely
more of us. We're losing. We're getting our asses handed to us in the poll, but secretly there's more of us.
And how does he talk about anybody that's running against him? If he either makes fun of them, he marginalizes them, or like he gives them like a fucking name, or he says they're crooked.
Having said that, Hillary Clinton is just boring.
Oh, God damn it. She's so fucking
boring. I've jumped out of her speech and gone to George Wallace. to have something interesting to play. She's right. And what she's saying is on there. She's just not a great speaker. Never has been.
Does George Wallace love the uneducated?
He did,
right?
They're racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right. The names may have changed. Racists now call themselves racialists. White supremacists now call themselves white nationalists. The paranoid fringe now calls itself...
I don't know what's...
Good God. We get it. We get it. We get it.
Or the... I like the European-American.
Right.
I mean, I'm proud of my European-American heritage.
Yeah.
Why isn't there European-American month?
There is. It's called your life. Your fucking white fucking life. You know, Barack Hussein Obama, when he's speaking, he does an amazing job at like making you think he's thinking of each thing. Like he's thinking of those things before he says them.
Yeah, so it's really good.
It's
yeah.
very conversational.
I think he may also rehearse.
Yeah. Why can't she do that? It always sounds so rehearsed. Which is fine, I guess, because it is, right? I mean,
I think you got it or you ain't. I just think she's just not, that's just not one of her skills, the public speaking. She even said it in her, was it her acceptance speech at the DNC where she's like, the public service, I've always been better at the service part than the public part.
That's fine. Sometimes I feel bad making fun of her not being a great speaker, but whatever. I just kind of feel like that's part of it.
I mean, Bernie not great.
Really? See, now I think Bernie...
Have you ever listened to a whole Bernie speech?
What's it like?
Exactly, yeah. Really? I mean, he's right. He's 100% right on everything. But it's just the delivery is, you know, it's all at like 95% outrage.
Yeah.
Fine. It's just not his gig. Obama was amazing.
Bush was just totally entertaining. I mean, that guy, oh my God, he could bring the heat when he wanted to. God, that in China when he couldn't get out that fucking door, it's my favorite George Bush moment ever.
He was pretty awful.
Get out the fucking
door.
He was
pretty awful on a teleprompter, though, too, wasn't he?
Awful, yeah.
He was not great.
He was good when he was bullshitting. I mean, he never made any sense, and he said a lot of stupid shit.
Well, but that's
like
how we ended up with all these clips.
Oh, yeah. But he was entertaining, and he seemed very conversational.
Right.
I've never seen Hillary Clinton. You know where she's good? Those fucking Benghazi hearings. I thought she was so good on those.
Yeah.
She seemed
off the cuff. She's ready to go.
That's sad, right?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Well, I mean, what I just said is just totally off base. He's a lunatic. Who says that?
I don't think that was on the teleprompter.
Practice their love on the teleprompter.
Let me write that one. I'm going to say they're going to practice their love.
Hey, George, come practice your love on me. God damn it. It's nuts.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's be fair and balanced. Let's see what the monosyllabs are
See what they're practicing their
about.
Love
oh,
on.
Oh, come on.
What is it?
Okay, so there's a picture of Hillary Rodham Clinton, and she's surrounded by Secret Service, and she's getting into a monster armor-plated SUV, you know, one of their secure bulletproof SUVs.
Right.
And they've put down a little step for her to step onto to get up into it.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Because she's so ancient and feeble, Ryan.
Oh,
she doesn't cartwheel into it and then lay face down on the ground and vault in using only her nipples.
Is it true she's got strong nipples? Can she grip with those motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she do a Jack Bauer, just do a little forward roll out of the fucking trunk?
The headline says,
God.
Sick. S-I-C-K-K-K-K.
K-K-K.
Yeah.
That's Hillary, like a Trump thing.
Hillary plays Klan card on Trump.
Well, he has a lot of people in the Klan supporting him.
So that's why the sick with the three Ks.
Oh, I see.
But they're saying, oh, look how low evil Shillery Killery is going.
Yeah, I hope she goes lower.
She's saying it's the Klan, that Donald's in the Klan.
Well, I mean, what is he saying about her?
Leads
she's a bigot.
To a story over at Politico. Which, here's the audio.
The reason a lot of Klan members like Donald Trump is because a lot of what he believes, we believe in.
Oh.
We played that clip before. It's one of those idiots in the ridiculous hooded outfit.
I think Donald's like, hey, guys, if you're in the Klan, could you pipe down until we win this thing?
So, okay, this is an ad put out by a pro-Hillary.
Yes.
By the campaign. The headline says over at Politico, Clinton ad ties Trump to KKK and white supremacist. Well, I mean, that's what they're saying. And let's listen.
Because a lot of what he believes, we believe in. Donald Trump would be best for the job.
For president.
Yeah.
I am a farmer and white nationalist. Support Donald Trump.
Sending out all the illegals, building a wall, and a moratorium on Islamic immigration. That's very appealing to a lot of ordinary white people.
Running against
these are all white supremacists, by the way. This is David Duke coming up.
Donald Trump at this point is really treason to your heritage.
Voting against Donald Trump is treason to your heritage.
Okay,
according to David
Duke.
If
I vote for Hillary, I'm voting against my white people. My white people. Sorry, white guys.
Right.
I'm fucking you all up.
I think Hillary's pretty white.
Yeah. But she's betraying her race.
The funny thing is, they couldn't have gotten away with this when Obama was running.
Why?
Because he's black.
Right. But Hillary, they can.
Well, plus Trump.
Right.
Hillary plus Trump.
You can't. The thing is,
it's not. I don't even think it matters with Hillary. I just think that if it was a normal Republican candidate, I don't think David Duke would be saying, if you vote for anyone else, you're voting against your heritage.
Why don't we have Obama coming out more against Trump? I mean, I know he has. He said some. I mean, he's unequivocally.
Well, how much in the mud is the president going to go?
Well,
I mean,
do you think you're going in the mud when you're worried about a guy running
he's
for
punching down?
Yeah.
At this point, nobody needs anybody.
That's right.
you know, where are all these senators and members of Congress and governors that are always out waving the Hillary banner or whatever?
Right.
They're not. Nobody needs them right now. All they do is play Trump clips.
That's right.
And
that's
it works.
True. And I'm sure, dude, I'm sure for a lot of Democrats, if they live in like a purple area, it might not help their cause to go hang out with Hillary. Maybe.
Right. But it helps their cause to strap their opponent to Trump.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there's ads in wherever Kelly Ayotte's from, Hampshire, New Hampshire?
I know not.
And but Kelly Ayotte is a Republican in a purpley state.
Ooh.
And she's already kind of distanced herself. She did this, I'm not endorsing him, but I'm voting for him.
He's the goddamn GOP candidate in your fucking party. You're not endorsing him. This is nuts.
And now, like we said yesterday, some of them down ticket even are starting to say, I'm anti-Trump. And either way, you want to vote for me because I'll be against her. Or I'll be against him and make sure they don't do anything to damage the country.
What are you going to do to help the country, though, you lunatic? Well, you're going to be a legislator. What are you going to write? What laws are you going to write?
That frighteningly will work, though.
Oh, yes.
I get to be an obstructionist no matter who gets elected.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
I mean, a very entertaining election. You know, like, this is great. But, I mean, there's fear to be mongered on both sides. The fear of Donald Trump getting elected.
Yeah, which, yeah. And it really, the only reason I think the timing for this one, or I don't know how long this one's been out.
Yes.
But this ad, released today.
Okay.
Is a direct counter to Trump's really horribly pathetic attempts at outreach to his African Americans.
Yes. What a fail.
Even Jeez. Though everybody really knows that he's secretly just trying to woo white suburbans.
Oh, right.
Who feel icky about racism. But once, he's talking to them, he's saying, look, I like the blacks. He's patting them on their heads. I like the blacks. Look at their hair. I like the blacks.
What do you have to lose? By the way, let's send Mike Pence down to a barber, a black barber shop. It'll be perfect.
So this, here's the rest of this ad.
Insane.
That, this is the ad that, Drudge is upset about, apparently.
Of ordinary white people.
Running against Donald Trump at this point is really treason to your heritage.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists?
I don't know anything about white supremacists, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Trump named Steve Bannon as his new campaign CEO. Mr. Bannon is best known for his controversial Breitbart News, a campaign chair that ran a website that has become a field day for the alt-right, which is racist and all sorts of other ists.
The alt-right, which is a sort of dressed up in suits version of the neo-Nazi and white supremacist movements.
Says if Trump wins, they could be running the country.
I'm scared, dude.
A lot of what he believes, we believe in.
HillaryClinton.com. Paid for by Hillary for America.
That guy at the end, a lot of what he believes, we believe it.
We played those clips.
Oh, my God.
Of all those.
Terrifying.
All the KKK white supremacists are like, well, he's talking to us. We know.
Don't you want those fuckers to go back in the woods?
Now, Glenn Beck's theory was that Donald is good at saying everything to everyone.
Right.
And that these people are so, well, he said angry. I want to say dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
angry.
Stupid as fuck. Well, they're angry because they're dumb, right?
Right, and their anger's misplaced.
I don't know. Fuck you.
But, Glenn Beck said that Donald is speaking that two or three different people will hear two or three different things when he says something. The white nationalists are going to hear one thing, and they're going to be like, ooh, we're going to get to shoot some brown people.
Hell yeah, boy.
Vulture capitalists.
Oh, yes.
Here, ooh, we're going to make some money off brown people, off exploiting brown people.
Oh,
some
love
more.
It. What a horrible system.
But everybody hears different stuff. And then there are even ones that, Glenn Beck told the story of one guy he talked to who knew that he's 100% for Trump. Why? Because he says like it is. He says what he means. And he's not a politician.
Oh, God, that's the worst, man.
Well, what about this wall? And right. The guy goes, well, yeah, well, we know that's crap. Well, wait a minute. He said, yeah. He's just saying that to get the really crazy people to vote for him so that he wins.
Okay.
That's how you do in the primary. Now he's pivoting. Now, this guy is batshit loony. He thinks he's normal.
Okay.
And that the ones that want the wall are really crazy. We want to launch them all out of the country.
He's doing exactly what you said. You don't like. He is not speaking plainly.
They don't get that.
He's lying. Right.
But he's lying to other people, so it's okay.
Oh, yes. Sure.
He's not lying to me.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I don't believe he's going to put that wall in. So I don't believe his lie. I see it's a lie.
So what do they
think? I'm so much smarter than those other Trump people.
Right. Doesn't that make them nervous that Donald is not going to follow through on anything? Because to build a wall is like the keystone of his fucking stupid ass campaign. I mean, they even chant it, don't they? Yeah. Build that wall.
That one's still, even though, meanwhile, Lawrence O'Donnell, I'm talking about him being so hoity-toity and highbrow. Last night, he kept hammering the term to the point where poor Joy Reid, who I love, poor Joy Reid giggling uncontrollably every time he used the term. He goes, now what about tonight we're going to cover the softening.
Oh, God. The softening.
Of Donald Trump.
The limpening.
The softening. The softening. What do you think of the softening, Joy? And Joy's like,
the softening? The flaccidity.
What do you think of the softening?
It is sad. I hope he, I mean, he's going to get back to business, right? He's going to stop this shit.
Well, he's what they're talking about is this Hannity thing that he did the other night that was I've got a clip for it. Let me get to that. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I think if I can get to the Hannity part, if I remind me.
Right.
If I get, you know, it happens.
Okay, remind us about Hannity,
please.
Oh,
wait, we're done with the Clinton
ad. Shit.
That was the headline over the Drudge Report. So
fuck you.
Over at the HuffPo was that Hillary gave a big speech, and it was the same kind of headline except over at the Drudge Report. They're all butthurt that Hillary has gone all KKK.
Sad.
How dare she point out what Donald really is?
Don't go all KKK. That's our thing. You can't take that.
But then they also managed to get sick.
Right.
In the headline and put a picture of her using a step stool to help get into a SUV.
How tall is she?
And 68.
She's like, I know, but if you're short, you have a hard time getting in some of these buses and SUVs. You need a step.
It looks like somebody somebody tried to off Merkel.
Helena Merkel, who was it? Did George Bush try to massage her to death?
Czechoslovakia.
Nine.
Czech Republic, I mean. The Czech police halted an armed man in a black 4x4 Mercedes as he allegedly tried to join German Chancellor Angela Merkel to join her motorcade. And her motorcade... I went all Wisconsin for a second. Her motorcade. Oh,
yes. You know, I
during the visit.
I'm so sorry. I Googled Hillary Clinton's height and I got her measurements. Why would?
Oh, wow.
By the way, 37, 28, 38. That's
37.
That's inches.
37
C. Yeah, and she's 160.
Wait, see, they don't have her cup size.
I'm not kidding you.
Cup size.
Hillary's height is around 5'6", 167 centimeters. Who the fuck?
Well, everybody in the world but us. What do you mean, who the fuck?
I don't know what that means. Okay, 132 pounds or 60 kilograms, and she's 68. Her body measurements are 37.
I don't know.
28. I'm looking at it right here on fucking Google.
Well, but how do you know? What's the source?
In centimeters, she's 94, 71, 97.
Is it
Google.
HillaryClinton.com?
No.
She's like, here's my cup size?
Oh, it's celebsmemoir.com.
Well, there you
backslash,
go.
Okay. I could look up. God, it's so weird. Who the fuck wants her measurements? I honestly was. She's 5'6". She needs a step stool to get in a fucking SUV, okay? And she's 68. Enough said. Leave her alone. 37, 28, 38, or whatever. That's insane.
The perpetrator, they're saying, has been detained.
Oh, shit.
The spokesman for the police, Josef Bokan, said he's suspected of attempting to cause a crime, specifically attempt to use violence against an official. So that's all we have right now is some guy in a Mercedes 4x4 tried to worm his way into the
ISIS
motorcade.
It's ISIS. Was it? It was one of these Syrian refugees they brought over.
Have that yet?
It was a little kid. One of these little Syrians.
Yeah, it's a four-year-old.
They got a shit ton of them over in Germany.
Did you put that on our Facebook? By the way, oh, tweet us during the show. What's left of it? At crab diving, one word: crabdiving. We appreciate all the tweets all day. And our Facebook is facebook.com/crabdiving. But did you put? Now I've gotten off track. What was I going to ask you?
I don't know. I just look. I can't find
Facebook.
On Hella Merkel's measurements. I thought that would be there since Hillary's. Why am I looking that up? It's so fucking stupid.
Meanwhile, the ads you're going to be seeing are fascinating. I know I was going to ask you. The Eric Trump.
Oh, what a dick. I'll put a picture of him on crab diving to promote the fucking show today.
The Sun?
Oh, yes. He's heinous.
He seems to be doing more talking than the other one. Don Jr.?
Who's that one? What does Don Jr. do? What is his thing?
They all work for Daddy.
Oh, okay.
They're all eminently qualified to run Dad's
Well, he said if he's elected, he's going to put all his shit in a blind trust and his kids are going to run it.
But didn't his... I'm trying to find what Eric Trump said that was so stupid.
There was something... I put a meme up of it on crab diving. God, I don't remember what the fuck it was, though.
We put a lot of stuff up on crab diving.
Go check it out. Like some shit. Share it on your own timeline from our timeline.
I've got a story here. This is, we talked about super duos, right?
Super. No, what is that? Super duos?
Well, we talked about the super duo of Glenn Beck and some other ninnies and
right.
The Dream Team.
Yes.
Well... I wouldn't have seen this one coming at all. On a live teleforum on the internet.
A teleforum? Isn't that like a chat room or something?
For a religious group called My Faith Votes.
Oh my God, how fucking stupid.
This is a group that's overseen by Dr. Ben Carson.
Nah.
And in this little ditty that I'm about to play here, it's not long at all. I don't know who this moderator is, but there's a moderator. But apparently they went to Ben Carson's house.
No, where does he live? What's it like? What's his house like?
Remember, he's got that picture of like himself with Jesus? Doesn't he have some really creepy portrait of him with Jesus or something fucked up?
Did you imagine him commissioning that? I want you to paint me with Christ.
I would like you to paint for me a picture where Jesus is standing behind me.
What would Jesus be doing with him? What are they doing? Having coffee? It's very strange.
No, hand check.
Oh, really? Lurid.
So... joining him for this live teleforum for My Faith Votes.
Teleforum. Go fuck yourself.
Kirk Cameron.
Oh, fuck off.
Kirk.
Fuck off.
Fucking Cameron.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think how the theme song to his sitcom went. Damn it. I can't remember it. You remember his sitcom? What was it? Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Here's here's Ben Carson. Sitting on the sofa with Kirk Cameron.
Oh, jeez.
The moderator is sitting on a chair over on the other side of the coffee table.
What the hell do these two guys talk about?
And apparently the Carson residence.
I can't see. There's a bunch of books laying on the table. I don't know whose book it is. It's one of their books. Everybody, it's all the same book.
Everybody's got a book. Got a fucking book.
And we can't see the picture of Ben and Jesus in the background, sadly.
That sucks.
We get many comments on our Facebook page where people say, as Christians, they just can't, in good conscience, vote for any of the presidential candidates. So some are even saying that for the first time in their life, they want to sit out this election because they can't vote for anyone. How do you respond to that question?
I would say when you don't vote, you are voting. And you need to understand that. That's, again, the reason that God gave us these complex brains.
A brain surgeon. A fucking brain surgeon said God's the reason he gave us this complex brain. Do you want to hear that before somebody cuts into your frontal lobe? Fuck no.
He's saying that his deity gave us
Jesus
complex brains to vote Trump.
Do we all have complex brains? I'm not convinced we all
That's
have
true.
Those. People have
I know there
brains.
Are some people who say, well, you know, I'm a person of principle, so I therefore cannot choose between the lesser of two evils. Well, you know, I would say, would you like to have a paper cut? You would say, no, paper cuts hurt. That's pretty bad. And I say, how about getting both your legs chopped off? That hurts. That's bad, too.
So
that hurts.
So here we go. Would you rather have the paper cut of Donald Trump or both of your legs lopped off?
Because of
with
Hillary
Clinton.
God.
Is what he's
Oh, that hurts.
Is what he's saying.
Don't lock my legs off. Ooh.
But it's the same shit that the hardcore Bernie people are going through on our side. It's the exact same thing. I can't vote for with their I'm playing a character. I can't vote for that evil cheating, lying, corrupt, liar,
right.
Pantsuits on fire.
Sure.
Hillary Clinton. So I'm voting Jill. Who, by the way, I don't know. The more I learn about Jill Stein, the less I think I like her. To be honest with you, I think the Green Party is fucked up. I think the Green Party
is she an anti-vaxxer?
Needs to stop.
My God! It should be a no.
No with an asterisk.
Ooh, that's not good. It should just be a no with an exclamation point.
She thinks
vaxxer.
Yeah, she thinks the FDA should be out of the process, I think, or something. But she's like, get them vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
But there's gray area.
Shit,
the
man.
Scary part to me is the homeopathy, if that's true. I haven't really looked into that.
What if she advocates
homeopathy is that thing where
isn't there something
they believe that if you take a solution and you keep diluting it, that micro doses of certain things can cure you. Rose essence, and you take it. And I'm using a 1/128 mixture. So that means that it's been chopped in half with and mixed with water 128 times
That's
to
brilliant.
Dilute it.
It's like
crap.
It's like,
and then you pay $40 for your bottle.
You're putting nothing in your body.
It's such crap. It's such pseudoscience.
It's an amazing scam. They're scamming you into buying something that's nothing to put in your body to save you from cancer or something, right?
I mean, if there's a psychosomatic effect to it, rock on. And it's probably how you attribute a lot of this shit to it. But I think it's ridiculous to think that tiny, tiny, minute doses of something is going to change. You know, it's going to affect you. But anyway, so she's into that's one of the things I've heard she's into.
Right.
I haven't looked into that.
What a perv.
But she's also going heavy on the, I guess this is what she has to do, but she's going heavy on the Hillary should be in jail.
Oh, okay.
And Donald should be in jail.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of what she's got to do. But Gary Johnson ain't doing that on the libertarian side. I think they think that everybody's corrupt, but he's not saying let's send everybody to jail.
I mean, don't you think the idea is if you don't, I mean, you know, she doesn't have a chance to win. So why is she taking on either person? Why doesn't she just talk about what the Green Party wants to do and what she would do if she were president?
Right.
Or take on Trump or something. I don't know.
But she's kind of throwing kerosene on the angry Bernie bots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she's encouraging that.
Right.
That kind of
Well, the Bernie
Hillary
bots
derangement syndrome
are fucking stupid.
In alleged liberals.
There's a lot of Bernie bros that are comedians in the LA area. Honestly, there are, you know. You talk to them, it's like when you hear someone say, I am not going to be forced to choose between two equally corrupt politicians. You're like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? That is not, you must not read the news at all. You must not be educated.
Right.
I mean, Hillary, right. Hillary is.
And at some level, we agree. Know. And we agree that the system needs to be changed.
Absolutely, man.
But you also need to be realistic. And short of Sean Donovan's solution of it's just going to end up being pitchforks and torches and some kind of violence is inevitable of a revolution.
Listen to Democracy Now! On the Crab Diving Network.
And you overturn the entire fucking thing.
Yeah,
or you try to work with what we got, make it better.
Right.
As it inexorably slides to a shitstorm. Because just the way the international capitalism that we have now, it just can't sustain itself.
Don't you wish Bernie was running instead?
Yes and no. I mean, who knows what... Who knows what would be coming out? We're making it sound like, you know, Bernie's this pristine, virginal candidate. I mean, they might find some shit on him.
Well, he's not a virgin.
But nonetheless, I think Bernie would try to stick to the issues, which is what Hillary's doing. But goddamn, the past few days, I mean, Trump just handed her
a plate
full of gold.
You just sit there and you don't say anything. I don't even know why she's talking.
We got to respond once.
Yes. Okay.
And then be done with it.
Right.
And now talk about the issues.
Yeah. By the way, is this the quote we were looking for from Eric Trump?
This is the quote you're looking for.
Wages have been stagnant for the last 15 years. And it's because you have, Syrian refugees coming in.
Syrian refugees, not even illegals. He can't even, the big fraud they have about immigration and illegals is that all of our economic problems are brown and from other countries.
Jesus.
And don't forget the ones in the inner cities we used to own.
Oh, yes. But even if you're insanely racist and you're a big fat xenophobe, how the fuck can you connect the dots and say, hey, we don't get wage increases because we got Syrians here? How do you even connect that?
Well, exactly.
It's insane.
The utter ridiculous of it. And they try to connect just all immigration, which the numbers do not support it. That they're saying kick out every 11 million illegal as if those illegals contribute zero to either the society or the money. You know, they pay, if they're getting paid by someone on payroll, they're paying Social Security tax. They're paying payroll taxes. They're probably paying a lot of sales taxes when they buy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So when Trump is saying that he wants to, now when he's flip-flopping,
right,
softening.
Oh, yes. I love that. That's great.
He says that, the ones that have been here 15, 20 years, we make them pay back taxes.
Okay.
So, okay. But you think any of these people, if we do the maths, how many of these people are making enough to pay taxes?
Zero.
And some of the...
Zero.
Well, yeah, and some of our friends on the... I mean, this might work out better for them, because some of our friends on the right have said, wait a minute, these people don't make enough. If Trump wants them to pay back taxes, there's this thing called the earned income credit, which means even if you haven't paid into federal taxes, you might still be qualified for a refund. Because of just the way we do it. The EIC credit is to help out poor people.
Yeah.
Poorer people. And that they might end up making money on the deal. So if you say you've been here 15 years, you got to pay 15 years of back taxes. They file earned income credits every year. They get $5,000 a year.
Jeez.
They get $5,000.
I'm starting to think Trump is in danger of losing his support from the KKK and the white nationalists and the Nazis and the skinheads. I mean, he's not building a wall. Maybe. Is he flip-flopping on the wall?
No, he's pretty stuck on that one.
Okay. But he's flip-flopping on this deportation thing. That's not happening.
Today on the Twitter, Ann Coulter, who is out hawking a brand new book that she wrote in 10 minutes. She's good at this shit. I'll give her credit.
Who wants to read her fucking book?
In Trump We Trust is her fucking
book. Fuck right off. That's so stupid.
So in her book, she wrote that, quote, there was only one thing the Republican nominee could do that would be unforgivable. And guess what he's doing?
Oh, my God.
And that's exactly. So now Ann Coulter is flipping her yellow hair.
But does she see what he's saying is amnesty? Is that the problem? The immigration?
She said there's nothing Trump could do that wouldn't be forgiven except change his immigration policies.
But that's the craziest thing about his campaign, I think. I mean, the idea that you're going to drive a bus around and pick up 11 million people and drive them back to fucking Peru or Guatemala, where the fuck they're from. How's he going to do that?
Here's Trump with Hannity in this bizarre town hall kind of a deal, which some pundits have said it sounded more like the Jerry Springer show.
Ah.
With people yelling in the background, like God. Audience members yelling.
Boom.
This is a political town hall.
This is
and
ridiculous.
You've got idiots yelling throughout the whole
thing.
Oh,
my God.
Here's what Trump said about
what a circus
deportation.
Here now with reaction 2016 Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Austin, a warm welcome for Mr. Trump.
God.
Blah, blah, blah.
Listen
blah,
to all the white
blah,
people.
Blah, blah,
they're
blah,
so happy.
Yeah, let's fillet him.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
This is the whole fucking thing. Let me see if I could find the moment that he...
I mean, he's going to piss off these white racist people. I mean, if he's got to keep all his racist shit in there to keep his base, right?
Well, yeah.
No and one's going
to
vote for
him. They did break the law in the first place, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's a little unfair to people, but we'll let... Okay, do we take him and the family?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's very easy. That's why he keeps calling.
Got
chance.
The audience.
Clap. We
got
to hear you.
How many
white
people?
The audience is white as fuck.
I have somebody who's terrific, who's been here
20 years.
Right, long time. Long court proceeding, long everything, okay? In other words, to get him out. Can we go through a process, or do you think they have to get out? Tell me. I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
Let's
listen to this. It's a giant stadium, by the way. I mean, it's a big hall.
Get out!
Theater. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out!
Who do you think they should go through a process that maybe give them a chance? Clap. We got to hear you.
How many people?
How many think they should go?
Come on. But do it again. Do it again.
Listen to this. He's polling the audience. The sea
it's
of
great.
Whitetude
the
that showed up
right?
for the Trump Fox News town hall Jesus. On immigration.
What the fuck? Now I don't know how you vote for him based on his intelligence. He spent the primary and this general election going to these rallies where all these Trumpalos are, and he riles them up. He makes them insane. And now he's...
But I think this shows that
right.
he's a chameleon. He's when he was sitting in the Trump Tower, when instead of course, going to Hispanic areas
yeah, oh,
or going to mainly Hispanic neighborhoods
yeah, fuck that.
Or to the churches or anything,
oh,
he invites them to Trump Tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I ain't going anywhere.
But all the Latino leaders met with him, and some of them left saying, well, it sounds like he's willing to open himself up to a path. What he's saying right now, do you think people have been right. here a long time and have committed no real crimes other than being here?
Yes. And he said that to a stadium full of Trumpalos, though.
Well, during this town hall with
right,
Hannity
right.
questioning him. And this is fresh off that other thing. But you'll notice he's flip-flopping. Now he's like, I'm going to defuse the, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to defuse the angry Trumpalos in the audience who are saying, what the fuck, where's my giant Mexican t-shirt launcher? Or my giant t-shirt launcher that I put Mexicans into and launch them out.
Get in here, Pablo!
And you could hear some of them. One guy yelled, don't back down, and shit like that.
Shit.
And that's why Ann Coulter's
drying up down below.
He's trying to reason with
for Trump because yeah, she's losing the love she has for him because that's the one thing in her book, In Trump We Trust, the one thing she said that he could do wrong is to flip-flop on immigration, because she thinks, you've seen all those books she's written, horrible, horrible. She's probably the one who told him that all Mexicans are rapists.
Fuck you.
She's so virulently hate-filled and anti-immigrant.
I mean, if he thinks he can go out to a room full of Trumpalos and walk back on this xenophobic immigration policy of his, he's out of his fucking mind. They're not going to have any of that.
So let me ask you, because this is like, this place is packed.
Yeah.
Does everybody get this kind of a crowd?
No.
No. It's very easy. That's why he keeps calling
us back.
See, this is why he keeps calling us back, right? But look, let me ask you the process. So you have somebody that's been in the country for 20 years, has done a great job, has a job and everything else. Okay. Do we take him and the family, her or him or whatever, and send him out? And they're gone. Or when somebody really has shown, you know, it's called like the merit system, other than they did break the law in the first place, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's a little unfair to people, but we're going to let people come in anyway. They'll come in legally. We're going to let people come in anyway. It's not going to have an impact. So do we tell these people to get out, number one, or do we work with them and...
This is Jeb Bush's policy.
Right.
This is Marco Rubio before he... decided
absolutely
he needed to wear a different thong to the foam party that he just wasn't getting any action
well,
with his gang of eight compromise.
You don't want to get a rash
because he did, I guess, what would be called good work sending that comprehensive immigration bill down from the Senate to the fuck sticks of the Congress, who then wouldn't even bring it up. You know, it would have passed,
right?
That's the whole crime of these tea loonies in this freedom caucus.
Yes.
In the
it would have passed, but they didn't want to do it.
Is if Boehner would have brought it up for a vote, it would have passed because enough Republicans liked it that all the Democrats and enough Democrats liked it that we would have had immigration reform. We wouldn't be doing this right now. There would have been some way to deal with the illegals that are currently here and et cetera, et cetera. There was a way. There was something they were working on that was going to fix it, make it better. Fix it, but make it better.
Isn't it?
Both sides in the Senate sent it down. Rubio was on the panel, the gang of eight, four Dems, four Republicans that were charged with putting together this immigration thing.
They shit the bed.
The House
shit
the bed, and Boehner wouldn't even bring it up.
God,
because he didn't want to piss off the tea loonies, because he needed them for future votes on other shit.
God,
fucked up.
You know, that's so funny about this clip with Trump. It's like he has this idea that he's going to be able to reason with these berserkers in the stadium. He's like, they've been here for 20 years. They've worked hard. Do you really want to send them back?
Well, this is also a slightly different crowd. This isn't a rally crowd. This is a town hall crowd. So I think...
Are they not drunk?
There's a 5-point IQ bump.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're still in
double
digits.
So they're qualified to pour piss out of a boot. Lovely.
I think... You know what I mean? Don't you think it's a different vibe? Everybody's sitting down. Everybody, you know, it's a theater. It's not a. It's he's sitting down. He's not at a rally. Right.
You don't have Trumpalos running around to people in media telling them to fuck off.
No.
And they're gonna kill him. And
I don't
shit
think
like
he
that.
Signed anybody's tit.
Oh, does he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Does he really?
We got a picture. I think we might have a picture of it on Crab Diving, or I might put it of him.
Jeez.
A woman signing his chest. There wasn't. You can't see nipple.
Right. Oh, it's our commander in chief.
Right.
Bill Clinton has definitely signed a tit.
I got it. Yeah, I got it tattooed.
With his penis.
I got his jizz stain tattooed on my...
I wrote it in semen.
It's not going to have an impact. So, do we tell these people to get out, number one, or do we work with them and let them stay in some form? Okay, are you...
No, he's not...
Right.
his tone and the way he's looking around. Oh my God. The, you know what it sounds the audience like? Shot. Holy fuck.
Dude, it sounds like on Jerry Springer when they're in the middle of doing a paternity test and the audience is just yelling. That's what
right, this sounds like. You are the father.
Oh, God.
God, they just cut to the audience. It's just, it's fucking amazing. But Trump is, with his mannerisms and the way he's speaking, he really wants to know. He's really polling. He's really polling.
I saw an African-American person in that crowd. Somebody help him.
This, he's really looking out into the crowd. Like, what do you guys think? What do you guys think? The sea of angry, except for that one woman.
God.
The sea of angry white people.
Send them back.
Look at all these cowboy hats.
Oh, God.
Where the fuck is he?
Who wears a cowboy hat when it's not on Halloween or you're not a stripper or something? Nobody. Except these loons.
I got to figure out where this was at, because there's an over preponderance of cowboy hats in this audience. I bet it's Texas.
Man, people in Texas, yeah, they wear cowboy hats like, you know, it's in style.
Ready? I'm just curious, because it's a very interesting situation. No, wait, wait. So the bad ones, the gang members, all them, what do you think?
See, now he pivots it. Look, we agree, the bad ones.
Right.
What do you think? Should we let them stay? Fuck no! Get them out!
Get them thugs out of my country.
Right, now he gets them back. He's good. He's really, really good at these live crowds.
Because I thought they wanted them all gone.
Does anybody disagree on the gang members? Is there one person? Yeah, there's a gang member over there. Okay.
Oh, God, I've got to change my Depends.
Jesus Christ.
Someone hand me my cannula.
I got to tell you something. Guy, imagine somebody from France is just flipping through American television. They're like, what the fuck is happening in America? They are stupid. What was that mayor of Paris? What did she say about
Trump? He's stupid.
That's the best.
Oh, my God. He's so stupid.
He's so dumb.
But look how good he is. I mean, he flipped that crowd. Half the crowd was like, wait a minute. What do you mean let him stay? What the fuck are you talking about? And in 2 seconds, he's like, okay, all right, what do you think about that? All right, okay. Well, what about the gang members? Now, 100%, they're back. There's hundreds of tiny little lip prints on his dong.
Oh, yeah.
He won them back.
Right.
It's one insane person, and I mean, we will get them out so fast. You know, the police know who they are. This is no, like, great secret, like, oh, I wonder who they are. These police know, and the people know who they are. The police, they know who they are, and they're going to be gone, like, so fast your head will spin. Okay, so that's easy, right? So now we have the person, 20 years, been an upstanding person. The family's great. Everyone's great. Do we throw them out, or do we work with them and try and do something?
Did you hear when he said, do we throw them out, there were a couple of...
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, my God. Dude, they want him out. Do you remember...
I built me a 19-foot... tall wrist rocket to put on the Statue of Liberty.
God damn it, Donald. Listen, who was a valedictorian that people wanted deported because...
Yeah, in Texas somewhere. 17-year-old valedictorian accepted full ride to some
Yale
Ivy
Harvard,
League.
Some shit like that.
Some fancy school.
Deporter.
And she says, by the way, my parents came here when I was like two. Undocumented. When I was two... I was not born here. I am undocumented. And
it's like Obama.
We had comments on our Facebook page. Unfathomable. Most everybody, of course, was like, of course you give this girl... Give her papers, for fuck's sake. She's an American. She's an American.
Somebody
just graduated from high school. She's taken the Constitution test a couple of times already. Give her... She's a citizen.
She was 2 years old when she came over. Two.
But there were a couple people. There was one guy I'll never forget who said, jail.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
I remember that.
Deport. Oh. Jail this girl who was brought to the United States of America as a 2-year-old who has since then been an upstanding citizen and a valedictorian in fucking Texas, which, maybe the bar is lower. But still.
But.
A good achievement.
Right.
We know what Texas education is like.
No. They don't use books over there. The earth is flat. It's a lot easier to study biology when you believe in the Bible.
But she, she was accepted to an amazing school.
Right.
So why would you think that she should be jailed?
Because
she knows. She knows she's here legally. When she found out, she should have hopped on a plane. She should have ran down to the Rio Grande swum back.
What about self-deportation?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Romney was talking about.
He's stupid.
Somehow we're going to get them to self-deport.
How are you going to do that, dummy?
We found a specific tone that if you play on a radio, it makes Mexicans' heads hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to drive around and hopefully herd them out of the country.
You're going to drive around unless you get stuck in that car elevator.
Oh, the car elevator. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, a fucking car elevator.
So this is Donald going to the supporters. What do you want? Who wants them thrown out? What do you guys think?
So it's insane. This sounds fucking nuts. It sounds like he's working for Jim McMahon on the fucking WWE or something.
But like I said,
it drives me crazy that there are media moderators for any presidential debates. How the media managed to inject itself into campaigns.
Yeah, this is just general. This is general and culturisms. But she lost her mind on Twitter today. She's way pissed about this, I guess what she perceives as a pivot. She said, only part he left out was the hoops they'll have to jump through. And then she quotes Trump, no citizenship. Let me go a step further. They'll pay back taxes. Trump, they have to pay taxes. There's no amnesty. Pro tip, back taxes means we pay illegals $30,000 a piece in EITC. Oh, my God. I'm talking about the same thing fucking Ann Coulter's talking about.
Oh, shit.
30 grand a piece. That's right. Even better.
Kate, get at Vile Experience a drink.
It's not amnesty, she says. It's comprehensive immigration reform.
Okay.
She's putting these in quotes. Trump says they have to pay back taxes. There's no amnesty. She goes, well, if it's hard, then never mind. And she's quoting Trump. To take a person who's been here 15 to 20 years, it's a very, very hard thing. She's like, well, if it's hard, then never mind.
Oh, she's being sarcastic.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
She's being cute.
Okay. She's not happy.
Right.
She's not happy about...
You know what's weird about some of these guys? They want all these Mexicans. They want to get them out of here, right? Why? What are they doing to you? How are they taking...
to whom are you speaking?
To lunatics. Redneck lunatics. What do they think?
They're stealing our jobs.
Okay.
Living off the welfare, which you can't get if you're not a citizen.
Okay.
And they're raping our virginal white daughters.
I was
going
to say, what about our white women? Yeah. There you go.
And they're secretly gay. And,
oh, yes.
And turning our kids gay.
Are they sleeper cell lesbians?
Satanists. And if they're from anywhere but a Latin country.
Oh, yes.
Then they're ISIS.
They're ISIS. Sleeper thales.
Except for, you know, Germans.
Oh, yes.
Except for the white ones.
Right, right. No, they're just white supremacists.
You know what? I don't know if we finished this clip of Ben Carson, did we?
No, we did not.
I don't know if Kirk speaks. There's only about 30
God,
more seconds.
Please let Kirk Cameron speak.
Chopped off. Well, you don't know. That hurts. That's bad, too. What if you had to choose?
So he's talking about whether it's worse to have a paper cut or to have both of your legs cut off. This is his...
Shit. Let me think about it.
This is how Ben Carson dumbs it down for the ninnies, the Christo ninnies. Oh, yeah. Donald Trump ain't great. It's a paper cut.
Oh, yes.
But the alternative is having your legs chopped off.
It's so stupid.
Both your legs chopped off. Well, you don't know. That hurts. That's bad, too. What if you had to choose between the two? I don't think that would be a hard choice. And I think sometimes we just need to look at degrees of things. And there's no one with whom we agree 100% of the time. But we have to understand that the election that is coming up is not about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
It is about the direction of our nation. Mm. And it's not going to be for 4 or 8 years. It's going to be for generations.
That was Kirk going, mm-hmm.
Fucking Sleepy Spice is just so fucking...
He's really animated right now.
Get to your fucking point, Ben.
I think he's on fire.
He's even leaning forward
on the sofa.
His point is...
he's got a pillow behind him.
Does he really?
He must be ill.
His kidneys must be failing.
Be for 4 or 8 years. It's going to be for generations because of the way the court system will be changed.
Yeah, that's over at Right Wing Watch.
God, he is such a load. Who can talk to? You know, the analogy he made is odd, but it's stranger because he's a doctor. The paper cut, cutting off your legs thing, it's just stupid.
Right.
It's sophomoric. It doesn't make any sense.
So I've got, we've got a little bit more Trump.
Right, well, okay, ready?
Well,
ready?
How many say
number one,
work with
number
them?
One, we'll say throw out. Number two, we work with them. Ready? Number one.
See, now.
Number two.
He's doing a poll. Him and Hannity are like, okay, vote one. Launch those brown fuckers out of the country.
Boo.
All of them.
Bucky.
Even little doe-eyed seven-year-olds.
Oh, yes.
And number two, let a couple of them stay, the ones that we like.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, let me back up.
Well, how many say
number one,
work with
number
them?
One, we'll say throw out. Number two, we work with them. Ready? Number one.
Number two.
Wow. It does sound like most people are saying
yes.
That, you know, if they've been here 20 years and haven't done anything, we'll work with them.
Right.
I guess there's hope.
God.
This is important because, so you're saying there is, and you have been sort of indicating that there will be some flexibility that you, originally you had said they're all out and there was a big brouhaha, but you're saying that if somebody can prove that they've been here, proven to be a citizen, but well, here's the big question though.
Go ahead.
No citizenship.
No citizenship. No citizenship.
Everyone agree with that? All right.
I mean, go a step further.
Well, then what are they?
They'll pay back taxes. They have to pay taxes. There's no amnesty as such. There's no amnesty.
Right.
There's no amnesty, but everything that he's saying is what Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush said.
Right.
And the... I'm going to say moderate Republicans, but Jesus,
God.
Fuck. But the moderate Republicans...
What does that even mean?
That he slonged in the primary.
Ooh, yes.
But he specifically said that what they were saying is amnesty.
Right.
Jeb Bush said, that's not amnesty. I'm saying that we acknowledge that a crime was committed. We maybe fine them, maybe pay, make them pay something, but ultimately have them have some retribution. But they get to stay and have some sort of path to citizenship if they have no problems.
Right.
That's what Donald's saying now. But during the primaries, Donald said, that's amnesty. They want amnesty. I want a big wall with a Mexican zapper on it.
That was the primary.
One way.
Right.
Mexican
he was
zapper.
Playing to the uneducated. To the racists.
Right. But so many people are saying.
Oh, God. Listen to that crowd.
The damage is done. Ugh. He really thought, this is how stupid he is. He really thought that he could say all that heinous shit and then really just saunter back to the middle.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. You know what he must have done? He must have, like, thought about, you know, justified it in his own mind how he was going to do this.
Well, they pivot. Everybody pivots.
Right. And it made sense to him. And he, I think he's surprised that people don't, you know.
Right. But he can't.
They
pivot.
Aren't coming around to it or something.
He also
can't
pivot.
Yeah.
He can't. I mean, he could do this shit.
I mean, he doesn't see. The thing about Trump is, like, he's good in front of a crowd. And he's good at, like, keeping the crowd interested and in saying, like, provocative things.
Right.
But it seems like his campaign is driven by things he says off the cuff. That he has to explain later. I mean, I don't...
There's a political comment
or comic. I'm not sure if I shared it yet. But it'll be going up sometime probably this afternoon at facebook.com/crabdiving. But it's a couple of staffers desperately running. Oh, I did put it up already. With alongside Trump as he's running down a red carpet.
Yes.
But they're holding up teleprompter screens.
No, yeah, I saw that. It's so funny.
And he's like, I got this. And they're like, no. They're pointing at the...
Oh, God.
So, I mean, that's what they need. They need that. They can't let him talk anywhere off the cuff.
God, they thought he was going to come off like a normal person. And in the general, it's just no fucking way. He's bananas.
Right. But we work with him. Now, okay. But when I look at the rooms, and I have this all over. Now, everybody agrees we get the...
Hear people yelling, they're illegal.
Yeah.
They're illegal.
Bad ones out. But when I go through and I meet thousands and thousands of people on this subject, and I've had very strong people come up to me, really great, great people come up.
Great biceps, really bulging quads.
Oh, look at that package.
Can squat a Mack truck.
Oh, yes. Teabag me.
Up to me. And they've said, Mr. Trump, I love you. But to take a person that's been here for 15 or 20 years and throw them and the family out, it's so tough, Mr. Trump. I mean, I have it all the time. It's a very, very hard...
That one didn't go over.
No.
You're assuming that all of these white people in your audience, Donald, have empathy.
Right. And listen, dude, you're Donald fucking Trump. You are supported by the Klan and a bunch of white supremacists. You can't start, like, you're giving these white people what they want. They just had 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama. Now they got a guy who's finally speaking their language again. And now you're pulling the rug out from under him. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, he's everything that they...
Now you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, right. We knew this had to happen.
Yeah.
The terrifying part is look who he's frothed up.
What do you do with those crazy people?
There you go.
Now what?
Right.
I don't want to fuck with them. You want to fuck with those guys?
We had that guy, we played the clip of the one that called into Glenn Beck, where Glenn Beck is like, I want to thank you for the spookiest call I've ever had. Where that guy was like, you know, he said, this is a Trump supporter. Woo, go Trump. And he said, well, yeah, he knows that he better get this stuff done or there'll be consequences. And Glenn's like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And he starts off saying, well, you know what that means. And then, They're playing coy, coquettish, and
little old me.
Then Glenn says, "No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?"
Yeah.
And the guy says, "Well, Trump, he better build that wall, or you know, there's a lot of people. He ran on anger."
Yeah.
And at first he says, "Well, no, it's impeach. Of course, we're just gonna impeach him, whatever the nonviolent way is." And then he flips in a second and is like, "But." Well, he should, you know, also expect because he's running on anger. This guy, this idiot Trumpolo, basically said he didn't basically. He outright said,
yes,
threaten violence against Donald Trump if he doesn't put out.
See, Donald, what are we going to do with these guys? What do you want to do with them? Because you did this. So now what do we do?
See, the same thing happened to us flaming libs when Barack Hussein Obama got in and then. Did not as much as we would have liked him to. We felt like we got fucked. But we're not lunatics with guns. We're the progressive butthurtery.
Absolutely.
Is, oh my God, I'm gonna have a cookie instead of a kale chip.
Well, and also, too, I mean, if you think about like...
I'm having refined sugar. I'm so angry.
Yeah. Free the gluten! I mean, you know, the progressives and the libs, they're talking about, they're inclusive. Generally, everything they do is to extend people more rights, to bring more people under the tent. That's just not what the GOP does. I don't know what they do. Apparently, they run around like crazy people.
Thing. So I got it. Look, this is like a poll. There's thousands of people in this room. Oh, who wants those people thrown out?
I do. Ah!
Now, who wants them? Who wants him? Who's the guy who wants him thrown out? Stand.
The guy who wants him thrown out. Stand up.
Stand up.
All right. See if, I wonder if he gets on camera.
Hold on.
Oh. Old angry white guy. Old angry white guy.
All right, so you got, there's that.
Who wants to work? By the way, no amnesty, no citizenship, etc. Who doesn't want them thrown out? So who does not want them thrown out?
Sounds like more of these Republicans at this Fox News extravaganza, this town hall. It sounds like they don't want them all thrown out. It sounds like they're actually okay with. So that again tells you what all the polls have said, which is if you talk to these idiots about individual policies, whether it's guns, whether it's immigration, whether it's the gay,
yes,
whether it's any of these,
sure,
most of them are going to be like, okay, well, yeah, let them in. And then you say, well, we had this bill that covers all of that.
Yeah, what happened to that?
But these idiots are the ones who have Louis Gohmert as their representative. They have Steve King as their representative, who stays in office by doing town halls and not doing what Trump's doing right now.
They're not going to
vacillating.
They're not going
to. He tells them the Mexicans are coming for your women and your Bible, yeah, yeah, and that Muslim in the office, who's the dumbest but the most cunning evil.
Oh my God!
And
true.
Also the wimpiest, but somehow the most tyrannical.
Right.
President in the history of fucking United States of America.
He's feckless, but he's destroying the country.
So they've frothed up these idiots to the point where they're so worried about guns and all the babies that are allegedly being killed.
Oh, yes. All the fetuses.
Which then when you talk to people, too, they're, a lot of them say, okay, you know, no late term.
Right.
And grudging acceptance of earlier term abortions.
Right.
So, you know, there are moderates.
Do they want to be ultrasounded?
No, get out of the vag.
Okay,
it's gross. We'd rather you not do it. The smart ones say, "Hey, how about sex education?
Right.
In schools? How about condom dispensers in the high schools?
Absolutely."
And
so you know that clip that guy standing up in the middle of the sea of white people saying, who wants
proudly leaping to his white feet.
But you're right, man. What are you going to do with him? Because there's a lot of people like him. I mean, not the majority, but there's a lot of people like him who went to those Trump rallies and they saw Wolf Blitzer in that press cage and they're like, fuck you, burn in hell.
And look at the atmosphere it's created. And
oh, yeah.
You know, people are saying, well, you know, Trump is gonna waddle away.
He's not,
and he's already said it. He's like, if I lose, I'm going to go on a long vacation.
He's going to Club Med. He doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
He doesn't give a fuck.
And he's run around torching the entire town, and now he's just going to saunter away.
I mean, it is kind of funny.
And let the fires burn.
He's killing the Republican Party, right? He's killing them.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's great.
A couple minutes left here in the big show this Thursday. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and others.
Shit.
Join us 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live.
Right.
Whip out our atheism a little bit more, although, you know, the way things are going now, it's less than Ted Cruz. I mean, if Ted Cruz would have won the fucking nomination.
Yes.
We'd be
fucked.
We'd be like, you remember Wonder Woman when she's getting bolts shot at her?
Linda
Carter one.
Oh, right. Like, oh, yeah.
With her magic bracelets.
Right.
That's what would
be. I liked her lasso.
Although,
Invisible Jet, man, I did so see. Stupid.
Did you see there's a trailer out for the new one and it does look kind of
badass.
Does
it look awesome?
Yeah. Hope they don't fuck it up.
Right.
Really quickly here, we only got a minute or two left, just to
demonstrate
what's going on with the Trumpian influence in the country. We got another story that'll make you, hopefully we'll end it on a good note. But this is in Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
Her name is Sadie.
Yes.
Elledge.
Okay.
Said when she walked over to a couple, we'll call them a white couple.
Right. Perfect.
she thought things were off. They were a little snitty, but okay. You know, everything went okay. When they went to pay, they signed their credit card thing. She says she put it in her pocket. It was busy. She checked, you know, was going to go and do the whole tip thing and everything later. And what had been written for the $26.11 meal, in the tip section, it says, "We only tip citizens."
Oh, come the fuck on.
She is of Mexican and Honduran descent.
Okay.
But born in Virginia.
So she's a fucking citizen, baby.
She didn't even do anything about it, but her grandfather is, interestingly enough, a lawyer.
Okay.
Who, I believe, works on immigration rights and issues things like that.
Jeez.
He heard about it. He put a picture of it on his Facebook, and then it went nuts. Well, now she's getting all kinds of like scholarships and stuff.
Awesome.
So it worked out. It ended up working out well. Well, it turns out the assholes found out about the post.
Okay.
And they showed up back at the restaurant, and the dude that it was a guy and a girl, and the dude was yelling and screaming. They said he was really kind of being
They didn't tip her,
losing his mind over the fact that they put it on the internet and they didn't blur out the last four digits of the card.
Okay,
but that's all you see is the last four digits.
Yeah, who cares? What are you gonna do with that?
He was pissed about that. Most versions I'm seeing now of the screen cap that says "we only tip citizens," it's blurred out those four. But so he made a stink and stuff, but then somebody said to him, "Well, you're just pissed it made it to social media," and they were like, "Yeah," so they didn't deny it,
right?
So a lot of the comments from right wing nut jobs on the story are, "Oh, another fake one," because we've had some. There have been some who have, you know, that guy who wrote the N-word on his car, remember, scratched into his car. Turns out it was him.
God, that was
like
insane.
That. They all do it. But then didn't we have
crazy.
A white sheriff who did something? We found out he somehow framed rampaging black people for something he did.
Right.
Shenanigans. So it happens. This girl, there's even footage of the person signing it and handing it to her.
Okay.
And shit. So,
God, that's heinous. You got to tip people, man. Fuck that. You have to.
So there's a what's going on with that story there, just a little bit of the Trumpian fucking...
But it worked out for this person.
Atmosphere.
You know.
Right.
That's nice.
We have literally no time, but I do want to end on a nice note.
Okay.
After the horrific shooting in Orlando, the hospitals there that received the victims have all said they're going to absorb all of the medical costs for everybody.
Oh, wow.
They're not going to charge anybody anything.
That's awesome.
$5+ million. I think they've gotten donations even though they're nonprofit hospitals,
I think.
And after it happened, they got a lot of donations, and they're like, we're going to put that to it. Thank you, everybody. But they're not going to charge anybody, any of the victims of the horrible thing. So a little good news from organized healthcare, I guess.
Thank you, Flying Spaghetti Monster.
It should all be fucking free anyway.
Yeah, man.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Oh, shit, we gotta go. Go to RadarComedy.com or @RadarComedy on the Twitter.
@ViolExperience on Twitter and on Instagram.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.